Hey, what's up, bitches? Happy fucking Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. I hope your Halloween was good. Ours was pretty fucking chill. Had all the kids out in full force. I was only missing one of my college girls. But yeah, they did good and they were entertaining as always. So I feel like I know which kid loves me the most, though. Like, I'm just gonna say this full confession. I think Isaiah loves me the most. He straight up, as soon as he got my favorite candy, ran it straight back to me. So, what is your parent tax? Like, what is your favorite candy that you take out of your kid's bag? I'm super curious. It's usually Almond Joy for me, but I also snagged a payday tonight and I'm not disappointed. I'm not mad at it. Not at all. Not at all. So I'm on a sugar high, bitch. And other high too. I went ahead and microdosed another gummy today just so I could test out a scientific theory. Do energizing gummies make me sleepy since sleepy gummies make me energized? And drum roll, please. Da, 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 da. Fuck yes. Like it, I wanted to just fall asleep. I didn't really feel the high this time. I just felt like overwhelming, like I just wanted to go to sleep. It was very bizarre. Almost like I've taken sleep medicine before, and that's kind of what it made me feel like the drugs kicked in, the sleep medication kicked in. So, very bizarre thing. We tried to Google it tonight to try to figure out why is it the opposite for me. Another side effect, like now that it's, pretty worn off, I'm still like, I want to go to sleep, but that's just because it's 9 o'clock. Like, bitch, it's my bedtime. So I want to go to sleep. But another thing is, I'm super snacky and I don't like that, especially because there's pizza on my table and now a fuck ton of chocolate. So I've had a good five mini candy bars and a bite of a full size candy bar. And then just took a big ass bite out of a cold pizza. So that I'm not happy about. I was already full. I'm done eating. And then my body's just like, ooh, let's snack. So that's not normal for me. That is definitely the energized gummy. So I think I'd rather, I don't know. Being tired and hungry is not a good combination because you're just trying to nurture yourself like all from all sides of the coin. But yeah, we couldn't. I Googled to try to figure out like why it does that, and I just can't find anything. Like I can't find a thing. I hope I'm not alone in the craziness that everything affects me opposite as it does other people. So if you tell me something, makes you feel really good and energized, it's probably gonna, put me to sleep. So bizarre. So anyway, bitch, it's Tuesday. It is a new month, new mindset. It's fucking November. I know today, right now, in this moment, I'm like, I'm gonna decorate for Christmas tomorrow. That's how I feel. My husband said no because the Halloween decorations are up, but I'm gonna be honest, bitch, I decorated for Halloween in August. Okay. So I'm like ready for these decorations to be boxed up and I'm ready for my Christmas tree to be out for it to be cozy. Like I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for the season. I love it's comforting to me because I know my girls are coming home for a couple weeks and that feels good. I know the boys are going to be out of school for a couple weeks and that feels like I'm just like fucking ready to have everybody home. I just finally got used to everyone being gone. My husband are kind of in our routine. We're doing the things and I'm ready to fuck it all up again and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. So we'll see. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know. Shay is here from college, so I think I'm going to leave it to this. If she stays tomorrow and doesn't have to go back and can help me, I think I'm going to decorate for Christmas tomorrow. If she has to go back, then maybe I'll put it off until next week. But who knows? We'll see if I'm feeling froggy. If I'm feeling froggy, I'll post pictures, bitch. When do you decorate for Christmas? I know a lot of people are like, we kind of try to wait to Thanksgiving and yawn for that. Because I decorate for Valentine's Day. So by the end of January, I want my shit gone. So November, December, January, that's a good 3 months of Christmas decorations. I want that shit gone. Then February, March and April, that is my Valentine's decorations. And then yeah. So anyway, bitch, I'm getting distracted. I'm gonna blame the fact that my son's in here playing watching shit and I'm like distractedly looking at the TV for some reason. I don't understand the shit that kids are watching right now. I just don't. I don't. I just probably another conversation for another day. But anyway, bitches, I want to start your new month off talking about something that I think is really fucking important because it's something that happens to all of us. We all face it. We all deal with it. And we all deal with it differently. But I want you to know this is something that fucking stops us from moving forward in so many ways. Like we let it dictate our next moves. We let it decide what we're going to dream about. Like it just has a level of control. It has a hold on us. And I want to help you deal with this. So we're going to talk about rejection. I'll give you some tips on how to deal with it and how to bounce back stronger than ever. How's that sound? In the meantime, I want you right now to go ahead and share this podcast with your friends. Send out a mass text and just be like, you have to tune into this bitch's podcast just because we love her and we want to support her. Maybe you don't love what I have to say, but maybe someone else would. So real quick, just share the podcast, invite a friend, make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. Make sure you're in this Facebook group. I'm still trying to do a fucking giveaway. We're two people away from even attempting this in the Facebook group. So, you know, it's not too late. It is not too late to enter the giveaway. It's valued at $100. So I'm ready. I'm ready to give some shit away and I'm ready to show my love for your guys' just commitment for showing up for me. Like this means a lot. So all the thank yous that I get when you guys are like, thank you for this podcast or thank you for doing this. It's what I needed. Like you being here, that's what I needed. So I appreciate you. I don't have to monetize this bitch if you can keep sharing it, if we can keep getting people subscribed, all the things. So I have a Facebook group. If you're not in there, listen, bitch, on Facebook. You can, you know, send me a message on Brandon Lynette if we're friends, if you can't find the group, and I can literally just send you a link. But yeah, it's that easy. Add some friends to it, tag your loved ones, whoever needs to hear what any episode that reaches out to you the most, who can you share it with? Let's start there. Share episode by episode that touches you, all the things. So now that the housekeeping is done, let's move forward. Rejection is hard to swallow, but it doesn't have to be. And there are all types of rejection. Your idea might be rejected from work. You might be rejected for a date. Maybe your latest novel was rejected by the publisher. Bitch, I dealt with that for 9 years, 10 years of rejection from publishers. But the truth is, these things happen on a regular basis. It's life. Most of us make two mistakes. We take rejection personally and we fail to fucking learn. Listen, bitch, rejection is going to happen unless you hide in your house, but you have to learn to make the most of it. You have to utilize rejection as a fucking stepping stone to something greater. So we're going to get through some of those things to see how do you do this. And my first thing is, the first thing I'm going to tell you, bitch, is to consider the source of the rejection. And some rejections don't mean shit and there's nothing to learn. That's the truth. For example, like if you were rejected when asking someone for a date, there's probably not much you can learn. Everyone has their own issues and preferences, right? You never know what their answer is. And most of the time, it's not about you. So I don't want you thinking, oh my God, I said something wrong. I did something wrong. It's not about you, bitch. It's not about you. So consider the source. Sometimes it is just what it is. It's just a simple no, and that's okay. But if you're rejected for a job, there might be something you can, you know, glean from the rejection. Seek to grow from it. Use the rejection as a chance to grow and improve. Find out why you were rejected. And then you want to use the information to better yourself. You have to be able to take that criticism. So like if we're talking about a job, okay, if you didn't get the job because you were too nervous during the interview, you know what you need to work on. Or maybe, you know, you didn't have enough references or experience. And then you just learn from that. Like, okay, well, if I'm moving into this field and this is what I want to do and I have to apply for this job, I'm going to get the experience I need here for whatever it is. Okay. A lot of us are in sales. Okay. My MLM mamas out there, I get it. A lot of us are in sales, and I know I used to take that rejection hard. And the truth is, it's not about you. Like, no usually is not no. It's just not right now. Some people are going through some shit. Some people want to watch you. Some people really haven't expanded up to that level of trust with you. No is practice. No is you learning how to have these conversations. I promise you, my first year in network marketing, my God, someone help me. I still cringe at embarrassment from the shit I used to say. And being on the phone was so fucking awkward. If people had to talk to me, I mean, I spewed on the phone for like forever. I talked about everything. I was like convincing them, like, oh my gosh, you have to have this. And now people come to me. Now people, you know, are like doing all the talking. And I'm like, yes, sure. You know, sometimes I want to feel out like if you're even good for my product. So now it's me sizing up clients. It's no longer me begging for them. It's like, is this where I want to go with my energy? The great thing about, you know, being an entrepreneur or, you know, taking control of your business and your destinies, you get to pick and choose who you're dealing with. And sometimes you're dealing out the rejection. Like, I have told people, you know, this is where you need to go to buy the product, because I know this is not someone that I want to be working with on a level like that. There's an exchange of blood money at some point when you're sacrificing your morals and your beliefs and your tolerance and all the things just to sell a fucking product. There are some people I don't want buying from me. You know, I don't want my name in their mouths. I don't want to be connected to that mess. So at some point you learn that you set the bar, you set the standard. Another thing that I think is really important, when we get rejected, we beat ourselves up. We go through, you know, we go through the guilt process, and you've just got to be kind to yourself when it comes to rejection. If you're not getting rejected at all, you're not trying hard enough. Like, that's it. And you've got to be nice to yourself in the situation. Remind yourself that rejection is a part of the game of life. Encourage yourself to do better next time and to persist. Another thing that I think is really important is when it comes to rejection, talk to someone. Talk to a mentor, talk to your coach, talk to your friends. If you're feeling down, a good friend's going to give you that emotional support, you know, support you need. A mentor or a coach is going to give you advice that's going to help you in the future. You come to Brandon Lynette and she's going to tell you, wipe the dirt off, bitch. Like, keep going. Keep fucking going. You've got this. You've got to remember your successes. This is part of celebrating every milestone that you're going through. You don't fail or receive rejection all the time. You've had plenty of successes too. You have to remember the wins, and you gain back your confidence, and you can gear yourself up for another attempt. Practice makes perfect, and you're going to suck at first. So it's just a matter of like getting over yourself and knowing that you're going to embrace the suck and celebrate every fucking win. And to me, even a no is a win. I literally did a challenge with my team at the beginning of the third quarter. I was like, hey, bitches, let's try to get as many no's as we can. Whoever gets the most no's wins, right? And we literally went through that process, and it was fucking fun. It was fun because it's hard when you're trying to get a no. Sometimes it's hard. Like, we would get ghosted, and I'm talking, we had to get a straight up no. Like, no. Not a not right now, not a, hey, I can order next week. Like, bitches had to tell us no. And I would literally ask people, so is that a no? And to make them either say that to me or, you know, communicate clearly what they were doing. Because people do not communicate clearly because they're not sure, their mind's not made up. So, you know, I did whatever it took to get my no. It's a fun game and you have to make a game out of it. At the end of the podcast, I'm going to give you guys a reference to some great books and a great workbook too, especially if you're building a business that you can get. And believe it or not, I'm not plugging myself, bitch, okay? Because I know everyone listening right now has my Dream Big Bitches vision book, my weekly goal setting journal. You've got Once Upon a Time, bitches, and you've got Fuck Luck, bitches. I know y'all are solid. I know you're solid here. You have all my shit. So I don't have to plug it all the time. I know that. I get it. Everyone listening today is on point. But yeah, I will give you guys some pointers on where to go. You got to use rejection as an opportunity to be excited. Most of success is doing what others aren't willing to do. So you actually doing the damn thing Like, fucking be excited about that. The average person gives up so fucking easy. Bitch, you're not average. You separate yourself from the pack just by pushing forward and refusing to quit. So when you get that no, be like, yeah, bitch, I did something you didn't do today. Right? Keep going. Get excited. Then you've got to plan ahead for failure. Expect that you're going to face it and rejection from time to time. Not everything's going to work out your way, but if you're ready for it, it's easier to manage. If you know there is no such thing as fail, if you're fucking trying, if you're doing the damn thing, if you're showing up there every fucking day and you're ready for the no, then that's it. That's it. You take the fear out of the game when you can look at all sides of the coin, when you could change your perspective on what, you know, what if this doesn't work out? What if it does, bitch? That's it. The fear fades when you have these conversations with yourself. You've got to avoid worrying. And this might sound easier said than done, but you can choose to not worry about it. You just decide that you're not going to worry about rejection and get on with living your life. Like, these people don't give a fuck about you. No one's thinking about you. No one's going to be thinking about you and, you know, how you stumbled on your sentence or you said the wrong thing or you did the wrong thing. Like, people are so worried about themselves, so self-absorbed that nobody gives a fuck. They just don't. So set your ego to the side and stop worrying about it. You definitely have to stop making it personal. We don't like rejection because we take it personally. But 99% of the rejection you will experience has nothing to do with you. You just weren't right for that point, for that position. Didn't have the right mix of whatever that was needed at that time. And the truth is, you're constantly evolving. And sometimes rejection is fucking protection. Like, this is how, you know, the universe can subtly keep us aligned where we belong. If we're trying to veer off the path and we're like trying to force a situation, that rejection is protection because we need to turn the other way. We are going the wrong way. We need to turn our focus. So I want you guys to learn to celebrate that. And it's not about, just remember that. It's not about you. You might think that this is just fucking end of the world shit. And it's not. That worry that, y'all, I'm getting really choked up here over this. I'm getting emotional. I'm getting passionate. You might not be the right person for a particular situation. Just like you can't eat, you know, cereal with a fork, right? But it doesn't mean the fork doesn't matter. Rejection doesn't need to be fatal or final. There are endless numbers of opportunities in the world, and rejection is always a possibility. If you fear this, you are limiting yourself. But I want you guys to know that if you are discovering rejection, that's because you are reaching for more. So I want you to just embrace rejection and use this as a way to further your development and enhance your life. Once you get this practice in, you realize maybe that wasn't even the thing for you. You know how many things I've dodged in my life because God used that rejection as protection, and I am so thankful for the things that didn't work out in my life. I mean, rejection was like my whole mantra of just like, Brand is rejected by everything, rejected by her mom, rejected by relationships, rejected by jobs, rejected by publishers, all the things. And it just steered me in the right path of where I needed to be. I would not be here had it not been for all the rejection. And yeah, I went through the process of beating myself up. Man, when I tell you I'm getting choked up, you guys have no idea. Like, this dry cough came in like a vengeance right now. Probably because I'm on schedule for the podcast and, you know, whatever. That's not supposed to happen. But I don't even remember what the fuck I was saying, to be honest. I just know that rejection is a fucking part of life. And if you're in the arena getting your ass kicked, you are definitely feeling the heat of this rejection. But it's just something to grow from. That's it. Not take it personal. Not do the things. We are entering a new whole fucking season right now. The universe has shifted. The energy is aligned differently. And like, the whole theme of the energy for the next, you know, few weeks is, what motivates you? What motivates you? I want you to focus on that for this period. And this may mean that you have to start initiating some change in your life, because the truth is, right now, this is a season of harvest for a lot of people that have put in the work, done the things. You've done a lot of business. You've done the traveling. You've done the networking. You've done the working. You know, you're doing the shit. And now you just rein it in, assess your options, and reconsider where you can make the most impact now, because your shit's coming in. Like, the paychecks are coming, bitch. That's what I'm saying. You are getting paid for all the work you've been putting in the past few months. Reap the rewards. Enjoy that. If you're not having the rewards, then it's time to fucking decide what motivates you. Your energy is going to be amplified. So I want you to keep your focus on, because what you focus on is where your attention grows. And your job right now is to feel fucking good, bitch. Like, your job is to feel good, to have a great time. So I want you, you know, if you are in the season of harvest, I want you to enjoy that shit. Do not take your foot off the gas. That means you just refocus, re-engage your attention. I don't know if you guys follow like the planets and all the things, and I am not a wizard. Okay. I'm not a wizard. I don't know everything, but I do read enough to know basic things when, like, you know, we're in Mars retrograde. Okay. Mars is like really aligned with our conscious desires, you know, how that looks for us, what the relationship looks like with the things we desire, how we keep ourselves active and motivated. And, you know, this is a great time. Like, when we're in a retrograde like Mars, we're looking at our energy. We can reevaluate and refine ideas and visions to move forward. And that, all of that is going to include us reevaluating all the things. And this is going to be all of the rejection from the year on top of like the wins. You guys have to balance this out and celebrate the little things too. But this is a great, great time to just reevaluate, take that time today, journal about those things. Just grow your relationship with yourself. That's what you're going to be doing. Just more communication with who you are. Our minds are going to be energized this season. We're going to feel drawn to question accepted ideas, which is amazing. I mean, this is, I like the season. I like Mars. I like Mars retrograde. It brings out the freak in Brandon Lynette and just keeps me going in my independence. I feel like it just like solidifies the way I think and pulls others to be drawn to think in an incredibly open and energetic way. So this is a way we can check out the new opportunities to like renew everything around us. We're going to have higher instincts to reassess where we're putting our energy and our life force, basically our focus. So we get to choose how we're going to apply our energy. What are you going to concentrate on? What's the direction you want to go, and what's the path you want to take? Reevaluate, reassess. Incredible, incredible opportunity today to just take some time out and just be like, all right, bitch, it's Tuesday. It's a fucking beautiful day. It's the first of the month. We're in a new season. We're in a new energy season. Enjoy your harvest, pause, and reassess. That's it. And then you take massive fucking action and you give zero fucks when, you know, you hit the speed bumps, because you're unbothered, bitch. You're having a great time. You're having a great time. Align your energy to that. So I love you guys. I can feel already like I'm just ready for bed. So that's what we're going to do. And I definitely, my tummy is not liking me with all this chocolate that I just ate, because I've been eating so good. So good. And your body knows when you add some fuckery. And today I added fuckery. And don't worry, the Brandon train's reined in. We're good. We're getting back to our, you know, I meal prep this week. Just fucking back to just the grind of just nurturing my body, taking care of myself, all the things. Even adding some blue canatine. Have you guys heard of that? Have you guys heard of that? I know one of the girls at work, I take this shit on my way to work and it turns your mouth blue. I'm talking all blue, all blue. And one of the girls I work with noticed it the other day, and she's like, "Why the fuck is your mouth blue?" I'm like, "It's blue every day." But it doesn't last the whole shift. So I drink, I take the stuff on my way to work. It just dissolves in my mouth, but it's an incredible product as well. Another product for my brain and body food that I'm excited that I have in my regimen. But I'm gonna have to do an episode on that because you guys probably have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. That's cool. Then stay tuned if you want to know more about my Smurf mouth. It's a whole thing. There's like a whole social media movement. They're always like, take a picture of your blue mouth and post it on social media every day and let people know. And yeah, the world should know. It's another really great product just for overall health. So I'll get more into that later. But I love you, bitches. Rejection is just a little fucking speed bump, and it's usually a gift. You've got to look at it as a gift. I love you. You've got this. Let's revamp our energy and fucking tear up the next few weeks, months left in this year, okay?